accomplices there, we'll know more perhaps in the minutes to come. What we do know for now, though, is that the Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for this attack. It has not, though, given the identities of those who carried out the attacks. A little earlier we spoke to Wasim Nasr, who follows jihadist activity online for us. Here's what he told us.
When we see their communique, they are always very accurate on the facts. They stick to the facts. That's what they did when they claimed the bombing in Beirut 48 hours ago, and what they did now. And what is particular about these two claims is they didn't give names, nor nicknames, like war names. They didn't give the names. So they are keeping us in like in kind of flu, because we don't know who are those attackers. If they're all French, if there's foreigners among them, if they're foreign Europeans among them, but because it's also possible. People heard them speak French, but it's not only in France that people speak French.